Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on this last day of 2019. Hope everybody had a blessed year, and we're really looking forward to 2020. We have a special interview today with some men that I'm anxious for you to all meet and get to know a little bit. Co-chair of Men of Honor and businessman Dennis Popper in studio with me, and New Mexico's weatherman. By the way, New Mexico owns you, Steve. Steve Stucker, KOB Steve Stucker. He is on the board of New Mexico Men of Honor. And joining us by phone is Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers. Judge Day, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's my great pleasure to end the year with you all.
Well, it is absolutely fantastic. Dennis and Steve have put on a couple of different events for men here in the city, and it's been a great encouragement. The worship time has been really special. The messages, we'll have Brian Allred visit with us a little bit later in the broadcast today. But Judge Day, I wanted to start by first of all telling you that the statistics that I'm reading that are coming out of your organization and kind of transmitted to me through Dennis Popper are statistics that are really kind of scary about what's happening with men. And the first one is that men 25 to 54, a record number, are no longer working. They're no longer even in the workforce. What is happening with men? And what is happening with Promise Keepers that you hope to do, you hope to help them?
I think men, for a variety of reasons, have lost the sense of what I call the three P's, the duty that a man has to protect his family, to provide for his family, and to promote his family, to raise them up, to call them up into a greater sense of meaning and being. And in the last, 50 years, there's been an assault on masculinity, and it started very surreptitiously from a cultural standpoint, but it is full blown and it is aggressive. And the message is essentially, we really don't need men. We can have babies, without men. We can do all these things without men, quote unquote. And men, you're really irrelevant. You don't have a place in the abortion debate because you're not a woman. You don't have a place in these other areas, So just go ahead and watch a bunch of pornography and do your own thing and watch sports. We'll do the heavy lifting, that kind of thing. And I don't want to make it sound like somehow I'm anti-woman. I am very, very, very pro-woman. But it takes two within a marriage and within a culture to raise up a generation of children that understand their purpose and meaning in life. And when you tell men that they're not really part of that process and they're not that much, they're not that important, they begin to check out. And I think that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judge Day, you have two men here working hard with the organization Men of Honor. They're promoting all the things happening with Promise Keepers. You have a special event coming up this next summer. That's very exciting. Wanted to go to Steve. Steve, I introduced you as New Mexico's weatherman because we all feel like we know you because we see you in the morning as a weather anchor for KOB. And you've been doing that how long, Steve?
Coming up on 30 years.
30 years. And you obviously like it.
Since you were a little boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Steve, unfortunately, I'm the same age you are, brother. So I wish I could say I was that young, but Steve, you've gotten involved with this organization. You obviously have a very public profile. Tell us about your involvement with the organization.
Well, Dennis and I have been friends for a long time through our association with Calvary, where I was part of the fellowship for 22 years. I'm now on staff at New Covenant Church as a pastor over there. I lead the men's ministry there. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit smaller than the Calvary group that I grew up in. But Dennis and I have stayed friends over the years. I've been over to his home and, we run into each other socially here and there. And, he and Brian Allred contacted me about New Mexico Men of Honor. And I hold, many of the same views that, Judge Day is talking about. Men are something that are very near and dear to my heart, and I see what's happening not just in our society, but in the church with Christian men, and it hurts me. I know that even in the best of circumstances, it's a real challenge to be a Christian man in society today with the things that are going on with our families and our jobs and our homes and our churches. And so I really was very open to the idea of joining the team of New Mexico Men of Honor and trying to pull together a lot of the different fellowships and churches in the state to start working on these issues together.
Well, and I'm really blessed that you all are on ABQ Connect, because that's what this show is all about, trying to bring our community together, let everybody know what's going on in the various churches and ministries around town. So it's really a blessing to have you here. We're hoping in 2020 we can do this more frequently. Mm-hmm. Dennis, you have been a longtime contractor involved in construction for a long time. You're a family man, as is Steve. Tell us about your involvement and how you got to know Judge Vance Day.
Well, you know, Brian was able to get a hold of me and ask me about, let's get this started. And I was really excited looking for something like this. I felt like the Lord was preparing my heart. And through Brian, we were able to talk to Dysup, who is a organizer of Promise Keepers, then led me to Vance Day. And our last event, he was gracious to put a video together for us to welcome the men to our first event, and it was awesome. So we got to know him through this, and just very honored that he's on the phone with us.
Judge Day, let's come right back to you. You're very gracious. Where are you located now? Are you up in Oregon?
I am. My family's been here since 1847, so I feel like I have this burden that I got to stay here and help this my wacko state get on the right side of, you know, history. I love my state, but man, I tell you, sometimes it drives me nuts.
Well, I think politicians in general, or not even politicians, but the political process seems to be very confusing to me, because there are people, for example, right now that will not vote for a Republican candidate because they somehow think that they have something to do with Donald Trump. At the same time, people that hate Donald Trump are upset when they really haven't even really looked at his record. And then, for example, in New Mexico, we have what I will call old school Democrats. And both Dennis and Steve will understand this. We have a lot of very conservative Democrats, very strong Christian families in our state. And they're fiscally conservative. They're anti-abortion. They're anti-pornography. They're for men. They want men to not be emasculated. So, tell me what Promise Keepers is doing, and kind of as you go forward, what is the plan?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to describe our vision, you know, and it really is based on what you have already talked about, that men feel lost. They feel without purpose. You know, Scripture tells us, in essence, that when we understand our identity in Christ, when we find out who we are as men, within the confines of what God calls us to be, then we end up with a real sense of purpose and identity. We end up knowing our destiny, in essence. And so Promise Keepers is designed, along with thousands of other men's ministries across the United States, as the vehicle to put together an amazing conference, an amazing event, which will ignite, we believe, revival amongst men, which, of course, if men understand their identity in Christ, then, and their purpose in life, then that changes dramatically the family dynamic, the dynamic in the church, the dynamic in their community, and eventually downstream, the dynamic of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have, you know, men who, I mean, statistically, men feel like they don't have friends. They can't trust other men. You know, this Sunday, statistically, 25% of the married church-going women will worship without their husbands.
Wow.
That's tragic.
Yes.
When you have, you know, 85% of the men who are incarcerated have no father figure.
Mm.
And we wonder why there's this epidemic. I mean, as a judge, I sentenced thousands of people to prison. And the vast majority of those men never knew what it was like to have a father that looked them in the eye and said, I love you. You have purpose. You have a destiny. And I want to be part of that adventure with you, son.
Yes.
So Promise Keepers brings, I think, back to the culture and the church a better understanding of who men are and how we are to live life together to support each other as men. Men doing life with men so that our communities and our families grow.
And just, Jay, this is Steve. I want to second that. I was very involved in youth detention ministry, going into the jails, kids between 12 and 18 locked up. Did that for about 8 years. And I'd get a new group of guys every once in a while. It was typically 15 boys. And whenever I got a new group, I would start the discussion by saying, how many of you in here did not have fathers in your home growing up or don't even know who your dad is? And a minimum of 12 out of 15 hands would go up every time. And my second question would always be, and how many of you are angry about that? And those hands would go through the ceiling. And that's where we would start explaining that you do have a father who loves you. You do matter. You are important in the eyes of God. And that's where we would begin the whole ministry process.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about this afternoon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers, Dennis Popper, and meteorologist Steve Stucker with New Mexico Men of Honor are here in studio with us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's Skip Heitzig with a hotspot.
The way to God through sacrifice and then a walk with God through sanctification.
Skip gives you a deeper look.
Sacrifice is an event. In the case of the Old Testament, they took an animal and slaughtered it. That's an event. That's the sacrifice.
Hotspot. Access Skip's entire teaching library at connectwithskip.com.
Sanctification is not an event. It's a process. Over a long period of time. A walk with God is a lifetime.
Add the Connect with Skip Heitzig Alexa skill to your Amazon device. Now, Skip closes it out with this.
That sums up your testimony, doesn't it? The sacrifice, at Calvary through Jesus Christ, your Lord. He died for your sins on your behalf. That's the event. But then a walk with God through sanctification. That's the rest of your Christian life after the event.
The values of champions. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Coach Tony Dungy was a master motivator. He knew that he needed to stay a few steps ahead of his players. When asked what it takes to win as a team, Coach Dungy replied, hard work and togetherness. They go hand in hand. You need the hard work because it's such a tough atmosphere to win week in and week out. You need togetherness because you don't always win and you gotta hang tough together. You know, these two ingredients are what make teams great champions. When individuals on a team fail to work hard, they fail to prepare for their potential. When there is division in the ranks of a team, it diverts the team's attention as to what matters most. If you're leading a team, bring these values to the table and demonstrate them over and over again. Also, communicate these values so that everyone knows what's expected. And when you see your team members living these values out, commend them for embracing the culture it takes to become a champion.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
New Mexico Men of Honors, Dennis Popper and Steve Stucker in studio. Of course, all of us know Steve as KOB's meteorologist and New Mexico's weatherman. I want to start, Steve, in our conversations off air. We've talked a little bit about you are a pastor at New Covenant Church. And after having fellowshipped Calvary of Albuquerque for some years, and you have a very close relationship here, and you met Dennis, now you're connected with Vance Day. Promise Keepers at one time was one of the largest ministries to men in the country, and it sounds like we're getting back to that because God seems to be working.
Yeah, you know, I did not have the pleasure of being involved with Promise Keepers the first time around. And I was one of these guys that I came to church. I was a divorced single dad when I was saved and came to church and really started getting involved. But I avoided hanging out with other men for the longest time, and I would not have even have dreamed of going to a men's retreat or anything like that. And finally, somebody convinced me to give it a try. And it's changed my life. It's changed my whole trajectory, my ministry. Having close friends who are Christian brothers that I can trust, that I can be open and honest with, that I don't have to smile and pretend like everything's perfect with, has just changed me tremendously. And just as part of the way I believe that, that Jesus works in each of us, we want to pass that on when it happens to us. We want to share that with somebody else. So I was very excited when Dennis and Brian Allred came to me and said, you know, we're going to be doing this in New Mexico, and it's part of a nationwide movement to get Promise Keepers up and running again. Sounds like a deal to me.
Amen.
Judge Day, and I know we talk a lot about, you know, getting a ministry up and running, but this really isn't about Promise Keepers. It's about getting men to keep their promise and to fulfill the promise that they have in Jesus Christ. Tell us a little bit more about how you work with men and how that is going to kind of guide us to the event that you're going to have this summer.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about how cultural statisticians, you know, those who research certain topics, I read recently that 95% of men who attend a conference make a life-changing decision. Wow. And Steve, you just described that in your life.
Yes.
It happened in my life. And I think most men, when they understand, when they attend a conference and they hear brothers talking about what is possible, in fact, probable for them in life, that they begin to get this larger vision of who they're called to be. And you're right, you know, Promise Keepers and this big event that we're having in AT&T Stadium, Dallas, Texas, July 31st and August 1st in 2020, this next summer. I mean, that conference, which will have 80,000 men there at the Cowboys Stadium, I mean, that's sure to change thousands and thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it's even bigger than that, because we need to reach out to men through modern technology, and we have the opportunity to have thousands upon thousands of simulcast locations reaching up to millions of men that same weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll be bringing, you know, think about it, millions of men together Friday night and all day Saturday, worshiping together, repenting together, learning together, being inspired together. And then those guys get back into their communities, and we're going to be challenging them with all the men's ministries who are our partners to get into a small group. And yeah, sure, do Bible study, you know, but also more than Bible study, do Bible doing.
Mm.
Bible doing is just as important as Bible study.
Mm.
And that means engaging other men at where they're at, supporting them, helping them with their sons, their families, getting out into the community, voting. I mean, all these different things we'll be getting men involved with through the PK app, which is a platform where hundreds of ministries will be involved in supplying them content and supplying them ideas on what to do, challenging them, initiating competition. It really is a new era in men's ministries that if we can do this, we're well on the way to making it happen. It literally can change the face of our culture. It literally can change what happens in the future as far as revival is concerned. That's our prayer.
Amen. This is Dennis. Yeah, you know, I was just with a group of close to 20 guys yesterday morning, a Bible study that I told the guys, you know, this started back close to 28 years ago from Promise Keepers. And there was one guy there that was with me that started Ramon, that started this Bible study with me. But, you know, that Bible study for 28 years has been a guiding transparency for my life. And it has just been so enriched. I'm so thankful that Promise Keepers promoted that. And many, many Bible studies started from back in the 93, 94, 95 time. And I have humbly and so thankful that God has richly blessed me and my family. And also, I gotta say this too, is that Skip Heitzik has been such a wonderful Bible teacher to keep me just on such a great path of knowing the Word of God. And that has been a huge blessing to me and my family as well. And I've just seen so much fruit from what Promise Keepers did, and now we're going into the new era.
What do you all, and any of you can answer this, what do you all see as the biggest challenge to men that are trying to be good husbands?
Well, I think it's been brought up a couple of times. Society, purposely or not, has denigrated men for a long time. You can't watch a sitcom where dad's not a big buffoon who doesn't really matter, who doesn't make any difference, who you kind of wonder why he's even there. And divorce is so prevalent. There are so many temptations. Internet pornography is a huge, huge issue. And I just think it's easy for men these days to feel insignificant, like I'm just here to pay the bills or I'm just a paycheck. And, you know, the world has changed a lot. In many cases, the man's not even the main breadwinner these days. He might be the second or even the third income in the household. But I just think it's really easy for guys to forget that they have a purpose, that God has put them in whatever position they're in for a reason. And I think that when we are connected with each other through our friendship, through our fellowship, and through our ministry, Judge Day mentions, you know, I call it getting our hands dirty. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit and study God's word. That's important. But if that's all we're doing, we're really missing out on getting out into the world, into the community, and being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Judge Day, do you think that there are men that don't think God can actually work through their lives because of either their past or their failings? Tell me where how you feel about that.
Oh, it's endemic. I mean, it's that perspective is fostered by the Prince of Lies. Men who look into their past and don't see some difficulty that, you know, that or challenge trauma, you know, bad mistake. I don't know a man who doesn't know how wicked at times we've been in the past, but that does not and should not, and in my opinion will not, when they understand who they're called to be, that will not stop them from becoming the servant king, the servant leader that they're designed to be. Mm-hmm. Men are designed to lead. That's not to the exclusion of women. But God gave men the title of father, the same title he took for himself, for a purpose. It's a grant of authority. It circumscribes our jurisdiction. It gives us a playing field where God says, I expect you to be the priest and the prophet and the king over this jurisdiction, and that includes your family. And that means you die on behalf of them, my son. Hmm. And when men understand that, and that their background and their past failures can be forgiven and redeemed, then that empowers men to begin to learn how to, contrary to what culture says, but begin the process of learning how to be men of God who serve those who are under their jurisdiction. So that's what men need today, is a proper understanding of biblical masculinity and what that means. Mm.
This big event that you have coming up this next summer, it's going to be the last day of July and the 1st of August at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. How do people get signed up for that?
Very easy. They can go to promisekeepers.org. That's just one word. It's not case sensitive, but promisekeepers.org. And they just click on the event button. It's right there at the beginning. And they can go and buy their ticket. And there's a variety of types of tickets that you can buy depending upon whether you're a veteran or active duty military, whether you're a first responder, whether you're in a large group. That stadium will be filled with 80,000 men.
Yeah,
awesome.
We have no doubt about that. Those tickets will sell out. They haven't yet, but they will.
Yep.
And then if men aren't quick enough to get into the stadium and make that trip to Dallas, they will be able to find, and that this will be launched in later January, this next month, where they can look for different locations around where they live, where a church or an organization is sponsoring a simulcast, and so they can, you know, attend locally with groups of 25 or more. We don't want men sitting at home alone watching this event. That's not what it's designed to do. Men make men. And when men understand that, they want to be with other men so that they understand and they become part of a larger group. And so these simulcast locations will have, you know, usually somewhere between 50 and 200 men together worshiping and participating in the event through video.
Yeah, you know, one of the most vivid things of memory with Promise Keepers is to be able to look out over the sea of men of anywhere from 25,000 to 70,000. I was in Denver Stadium and watching all walks of life. It didn't matter where you went to church, what you looked like. We were all singing and praising and worshiping God together. It was just an incredible taste of God, taste of heaven. It was amazing. I still get chills thinking about that. It was just such a great experience. And by the way, Vance, we do have a charter bus that is we're getting it together, and we've got one just about filled. So we are working on that to get a bus of guys to get out there, and we're hoping for more.
Judge Day, I have on my heart to ask you a question about ages of men. You know, we're always hearing about the millennials and then the Gen X and the Gen Y. Are people, men in particular, becoming more resistant to fellowship and interacting with one another than they maybe were 30 years ago, or is it the opposite?
Well, unfortunately, the trend is not good for male fellowship. Men don't feel safe even amongst other men because they're not quite sure that we have a cultural fabric which knits us together, that you can be talking to a man and use a term, and then he has a totally different definition for that term. And so there's this reticence for men to trust men. And that trend has to be broken. It has to change, because if it doesn't, we lose as part of our culture one of the pillars which makes, you know, the family work. So that's one of the reasons Promise Keepers is so invested in helping men understand what their biblical identity is. Because when they understand that they're designed to be with other men, to do life with other men, to engage other men and learn from other men, then things start to change. And with regard to millennials, and I kind of nerd out on cultural statistics, so you'll have to forgive me on that. But millennials, you know, they're independent, but they love working in teams, and more importantly, they love working with somebody from the baby boomer generation, those born between 1945 and 1966, 67. They love to be part of that they love to have those men speak into their lives. They want to be mentored. So that's why we're challenging men who participated in Promise Keepers in the past to invite those younger generations. Buy them a ticket. Yep. Say, come on, let's go to this event together. You and me and a bunch of guys are going to ride in that bus from New Mexico all the way to Dallas, and we're going to have one heck of a time being guys together.
Man,
that's attractive to millennials.
And you said two things that really hit hot buttons for me. The first is, you know, the men learning to trust each other, and that is a process that is very powerful. Iron sharpens iron. We all become so close. But the other thing is, traditionally, our wives, women have not trusted men to go hang out with other men because, you know, you're going to get in trouble or you're going to do something that's detrimental to the marriage. And I've seen just the opposite happen since I started going to men's retreats and getting involved in men's ministry, branched out into some brothers that I'm very, very close with that I try to get together with once a week or at the minimum once every 2 weeks and just sit down for an hour or two and we just talk about the important things and the role that Christ plays in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I know when it's been too long because my wife will say, I think you need to go spend some time with your friends. And what has to happen for a wife to get to that point? She sees the positive in it as much as I do. The second point, Judge, is talking about the younger men, we did our first New Mexico Men of Honor thing just a month or so ago, and I met the most wonderful young guy, 22 years old. His name's Brian Aragon, and we have since become fast friends, and he is on fire for the Lord. He has this great desire to teach high school and college-age kids, and he and I have been meeting up on a regular basis and getting to know each other. And Dennis and I are making sure that he's going to be an integral part of our next event that comes up, just so that we can demonstrate what you were just talking about, the benefit of both sides of the equation when we older guys can get involved and make ourselves available to the younger guys, because we can learn a lot from them too.
Mm. Amen.
So, Judge Day, let's summarize it for everybody. You're going to have to depart, and we appreciate you spending so much time with us today. But July 31st and August 1st in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, Texas, there's going to be a Promise Keepers conference, and people can get signed up by going to promisekeepers.org. Leave us, if you would, with kind of an invitation, if you will, of where you are really wanting people to be after they go to this event.
Well, let me say directly to your listeners, men or women, and particularly women, if something that we have talked about during this last half hour has touched your heart and you're thinking, I need to be part of that, or my husband needs to be part of that, then go to the website, buy a ticket, and send them. Just say, this is, you know, this, I want you to go to this, honey. Back in the day, 75% of the tickets were bought by wives.
Nice. So you're working on their men. You're preparing their men for being good husbands, good fathers, and good friends.
And remember, guys, you know, this has got to be about a movement of God, and certainly it is. We see it across the landscape. God is doing something unique with this generation. And we're called for this time at this place to make a difference. So if Promise Keepers can be part of that by bringing about an ignition point for a movement of God that leads to revival and eventually, I believe, to the third great awakening, our culture will shift back to understanding and loving Him.
Fantastic. Judge Vance Day, he is the president of Promise Keepers, on the phone with us this afternoon. We'll say Happy New Year to you and be safe tonight. We're looking forward to a great 2020. We'll be back with more on ABQ Connect with Dennis Popper and meteorologist Steve Stucker, pastor. What else do you do, Steve? You got a lot going on. We'll be back to talk to him right after these messages. Thanks.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask Him to do so. And He's already paid the price for the repair.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What a great first half hour here on ABQ Connect. Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers, was on the phone with us. I have Dennis Popper, and New Mexico's weatherman, meteorologist Steve Stucker, and pastor. And I was just teasing you before the break, Steve. It sounds like you got a lot on your plate, my friend.
I stay fairly busy, yeah.
Well, and you got a heart for men, and this is not lightly taken by you, as I can tell.
Well, you know, I've seen it make such a difference in my life. I was as lost can be. The prodigal son story in the Bible is pretty much my life. And
now, is this going on while we're watching you on TV and all of this?
Well, you know, by the time I got on television, I was in radio for a long time. By the time I started at Channel 4, I'd become a believer and it started to sort things out. But it was a long, crooked path. And when I see what God has done in my life and in my home and my family, it's just natural to want to share it with others. And I still struggle. Oh my gosh. It's a totally different kind of a thing, but I'm still a long way from where Jesus wants me to be. And if I have a hard time with it, I can only imagine how it is for other guys. And so, you know, whether it's jail ministry or just people you meet in everyday life or guys within the church, we all have needs. We all have challenges. All of us have something negative going on in our lives. And when we pull together and work together through the Word of God, it's really beautiful and amazing to see what happens. So I feel like I'm benefiting myself and my family as much as anything by pulling other people into the circle.
Dennis, earlier you mentioned Skip Heitzig, of course, been a Bible teacher and the pastor at Calvary Albuquerque for many, many years, the founder of the church. Skip does a particularly unique Bible study kind of format called expository teaching, where he goes through the text and he's teaching, you know, kind of the Greek and Hebrew stuff. He talks about flies right over my head, but it's great that he knows that. And it's great that I'm assured that I can look that up anytime, but, you know, he does such a wonderful job of teaching. But the one thing that he's taught that I think is beyond anything that I ever realized is that I'll hear pastors, other pastors, and this is not a criticism, but it is an observation about what I will call order. A lot of pastors are teaching obedience. Hmm. A lot of pastors are teaching what you do, you know, the works and all these different things. And one of the things that Skip has emphasized more than anything else is that the number one thing for any man, and obviously any woman, is that we simply receive the forgiveness that is extended to us through the cross.
Yes.
That we receive, that we say, Lord, we need that forgiveness. Mm. That's first. And then our lives just start to change. Yeah. And I know in the Promise Keepers, or in the New Mexico Men of Honor event that I attended that you had at La Cueva High School here a couple months ago, it's really neat to, you know, you mentioned how men get together in the past. Wives were distrusting because their husbands were going to the bar, watching a game, drinking a bunch of beer, flirting with women, doing whatever things that they, you know, were kind of distracting from the family. But when I go to that event, I see men really, it's not a testosterone event. It's they're having fun talking to one another. They're fellowshipping. But I had asked a question earlier in the program about millennials and Gen X's and things. And I have two boys. One of them, is 27 and the other one is 23. And I hug them and I kiss them. And this past weekend, I had both of them in a public situation and I gave them both a big hug. And this man came up to me and he said, well, that's really unusual to see a man hugging and kissing another man. And I looked right at him and I said, those are my boys. And he looked at me and he said, I never had that. Now, this is a person I've never met in my life.
Wow.
And my heart was cut to the quick. This all happened in 30 seconds. He said, I never had that. So he was expressing how neat that was.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of men. I know a lot of women that they don't have that openness with their children. They don't have conversations. And I always want to have more communication with my three daughters and my two boys. And I'm the farthest thing from perfect known to humankind. But you are both working with men, and you're involved in Bible studies. Tell us about New Mexico Men of Honor.
Yeah, you know, The New Mexico Praise, America Praise, is to bring many churches together to pray 24/7. And this is praying for revival, praying for the city, the state. It's an incredible movement of God. And so when Brian asked, hey, let's get a men's ministry going with this in mind, this has just been exciting to see. So we're asking all different churches to, hey, bring your men together. And we're not here to pull men away from men's ministries. We're here to do it on a Friday night. It's four events a year only. And the fourth one will be on Promise Keepers that August 31st, and we'll simulcast it here in Albuquerque. And we're working on a venue, working on that. But the great thing about just bringing all these guys together, so as you witnessed that last event, is to see, boy, we saw all variety of men there worshiping God together. It was a great thing to see. And, I believe that that's what the heart of God is for us to just let all barriers go. You know, in Promise Keepers' website, they have the sixth promise is unity. A Promise Keeper is committed to reaching beyond any racial and denominational barriers to demonstrate the power of biblical unity. And Psalm 133:1, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. So that's what we want to do, and that's what we believe God is moving on this this movement. And I am just so excited to see what God is doing.
Really, setting territory aside, setting ego aside, and as Dennis said, not trying to pull anybody from their church at all. To the contrary, to be able to maybe invite a friend that perhaps you've been a little shy about asking to come to your church, and just saying, hey, we've got this event put together. I don't know if we have actually got a count. We had, I would say, 250, 300 men at the last event. We've got another one coming up in less than a month, and yep, we really expect 500 to 600 guys, yeah, because we've got some special things planned.
You bet.
Tell us about that event coming up.
All right. Well, Brian Allred will be on it a little bit here, and he'll explain our special speaker, who's going to be Jason Elam, the 2-time Super Bowl champion, the kicker for the Broncos. And he's got a heart for men. He's going to be our special keynote speaker.
The Broncos could definitely use Jason right now.
Maybe get, yeah, John Elway to come back too, right?
Right. So we're excited about that. We're going to be meeting at the New Covenant Church, which is right up here on Paseo del Norte, close to Louisiana. And it can seat 600 plus. And we're going to have great worship and a great teaching. We're going to have some videos to show guys about, hey, man, that we're all in this together. We want to band our arms together, and we want to worship together and commune together, and so that we can help each other through this hard life. You know, it's a hard life alone, but it's not so hard when you're with a band of brothers.
And that'll be January 24th.
24th.
Yeah, at 6:30, we'll have food trucks out in the parking lot ahead of time. If you guys want to, you know, have an excuse to eat something greasy that we're not supposed to have. we have a worship planned. I've just heard wonderful things about Jason and his speaking ability, his heart for men, his dedication to the Lord. And again, you know, whether or not your church has a men's ministry, not every church does. There are a lot of smaller churches that don't have ministries. But plan on coming, invite a friend, and just you know, give yourself a couple of hours on a Friday night to meet some other believers, because there is strength in numbers, and these, amen, issues that we've talked about are hitting us all. And when we can look out and see that we're not alone. It's not just the 15 or the 20 or the 200 of us in our church. There are thousands of men that are in the same situation right here in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of biblical power in that.
Yes.
Well, Jason Elam was quite a kicker. It's nice to have a couple of rings. I've got a good friend that we've mentioned on this program before, Randy Rich, that has, yeah, a Super Bowl ring as well. You know Randy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Randy actually works for the national Christian radio station K-Love, which is always interesting to me, because our own K-Lite, K-L-Y-T in Albuquerque, was the first contemporary Christian music station in the country. And K-Love took that concept, and they have 20-plus million listeners all over.
And Randy was involved in that way back then, right?
He was. He absolutely, yeah, was. So We'll have to grab Randy Rich one of these days, too, and get him on the program. But we're going to be back more with Steve Stucker and Dennis Popper and Brian Allred. Pastor Brian Allred will be joining us by phone. So stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas and get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel, or online at golatitudes.com.
The holidays continue to shine at Crown Jewels and Coin with our Staying in Business 70% off sale. For over 50 years, we've shared in your family's celebrations with top-quality, affordable jewelry. Our base prices are lowest, so our sales beat all others in town. Plus, we buy, trade, and offer loans or easy financing. Whenever you need extra cash or a spectacular gift, we'll make it happen. We're here for you, and we're here to stay. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
A time to rejoice for the team at Ramos Real Estate. Elaine Ramos is celebrating 5 years as the qualifying broker at Ramos Real Estate and 13 years of serving the community with her professional real estate knowledge. In appreciation, she's offering a $500 client credit towards closing costs. And team member Eleanor Hutt at Waterstone Mortgage is offering an additional $500 towards closing costs for all sales through December 31st, 2019. Take advantage of this wonderful gift.
I am Elaine from Ramos Real Estate. I am so grateful and thank you.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secure, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Just how strong is the connection between our sinful activities and behaviors and our thought life? The connection couldn't be stronger. We see over and over in the Bible that the problem of sin really has its origins in our thought life. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 says, "Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and instead we've got to be renewed in the spirit of our minds." See, that's the core. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So give some thought to your thoughts today and recognize that what really matters in your behavior begins in your thought life.
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
God's Word is His love letter to you. Each page reveals His character and wisdom so you can grow closer to Him and live out His plans for your life. We want to help you do that by sending you Skip Heitzig's overview of the Bible from 30,000 feet. You'll learn the major themes, principles, people, and events from every book of the Bible as you spend 1 year flying over Genesis through Revelation. The Bible from 30,000 feet is a practical way to increase your knowledge of God's Word. And along the way, you'll discover how God calls to you from throughout the overarching story of Scripture and how you can apply His truth to your life every day. We'll send you your copy of this engaging resource when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these teachings on the air, connecting you and others to God's Word. So call now to give 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with Dennis Popper and meteorologist Steve Stucker in studio. Pastor Steve Stucker. Dennis, you've been doing a lot of Bible teaching and things in addition to being a businessman, and now you are both working with New Mexico Men of Honor. And that is kind of a cooperative effort with America Praise, and we have Pastor Brian Ollerid on the phone. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother, I haven't seen you for a long time, and I always tease you. I want to know where you are in this world of ours. Where are you?
I'm actually in Albuquerque, about to leave in the next hour. So.
Yeah, you're either at the airport or you're somewhere. Well, hey, Brian, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and we wanted to ask you a little bit about the event you have coming up on January 24th. We have you scheduled to be on the program on the 23rd, talking a little bit with Jason Elam. Tell us about the event and what the plans are.
Yeah, really excited to partner with Steve and Dennis for this event. It'll be our second quarterly New Mexico Men of Honor men's rally for the city and surrounding areas. And, you know, the idea is to bring men together, to unite men from different denominations, different backgrounds, different ethnic groups, and come together as one church and to become the men that God's called us to be the head of our household, to be the priest of our homes, to minister to our families, minister in the community. And we're excited to have my good friend Jason Elam. He was the place kicker for the Denver Broncos, won 2 Super Bowls, pro bowler and all that, but a lot of people may not know about Jason, that he's an on fire, sold out, devoted disciple of Jesus Christ, a preacher of the gospel. And after he retired, he's been working for many years with a company called, the Seed Company. It's a ministry based in Dallas, that helps fund, Bible translation all around the world. And so there's over 2,000 languages, spoken languages in the world that don't have one single verse of the Bible translated. So we're talking not even John 16 in their language. Over 2,115 the last time I checked. That represents over 171 million people that don't have one Bible verse in their heart language. And so the way we understand the Bible, Jesus said in Matthew 24:14 that the gospel of this kingdom must be preached to every ethnic group under heaven, every ethnos, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, and then the end will come. So, you know, we talk about the Great Commission and reaching the lost and making disciples and planting healthy churches, but the end won't come. Jesus won't come back, he said, until this gospel has been preached to every ethnic group. And that hasn't happened yet, ever, in human history, that every language group, every people group has had the gospel in their heart language. That's never happened. Because if you hear the Bible in someone else's language, then he's a Spanish God or he's a Portuguese God. He's not a Quechua God, right? So the impact of people having the gospel, the word of God in their heart language. So that's what Jason does. Jason travels all around the world, raising awareness to eradicate Bible poverty, raising funds. And he's a preacher and a dear friend. We're excited to have him here in New Mexico. New Mexico's kind of either you're either a Cowboys fan or a Broncos fan or a 49ers fan like me. but we're excited. I think that, you know, his success on the field speaks for itself. You know, rings talk.
Sure.
He's got two championship rings, two Super Bowl rings. That speaks for itself. So I think men will really enjoy hearing him speak. And he speaks a lot on family, on marriage, on those kind of issues. And I think he's really going to challenge men to go deeper in their walk with Christ. And he'll be with us at our New Mexico Praise Pastor's Breakfast on the 23rd as well at Calvary Chapel, at Calvary Church in the Hub Building. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to having Jason with us to learn more about eradicating poverty. What could the Albuquerque community do? What could men do to ensure other men around the world have a gospel in heart language, but also challenge us to go deeper in Christ? Yeah, we're just excited. January 24th and at 5 o'clock, the food trucks come at New Covenant. And then at 6:30, we'll have the worship and prayer. We'll have different pastors in the city leading in prayer. Pastor Richard Mansfield from New Beginning, pastors like that. Pastor Vince Torres from Santa Fe. So yeah, just different pastors, different leaders, different denominations, all coming together as one church under one Father, one Lord, one Spirit, one baptism to preach the one gospel to one broken world. So that's the plan. We're excited about it.
Sounds like a great plan. Dennis, your website, New Mexico Honor, NewMexicoMenOfHonor.com?
Yeah, NMMenOfHonor.com. Yeah, you can go there to the website, get all the information on this event. Also look at New Mexico Praise. Also Promise Keepers. If you click on Promise Keepers, it'll take you to where you can get tickets for this big upcoming Promise Keepers event as well. But we'll also put other information. We're working on that. We want to put other churches, men's ministries on there as well for guys to look it up and go, oh, I can go to this, you know, in this part of town at this time. So we're going to be working on getting that as well.
Well, Brian, in the midst of all of this, while these plans are going on, you have America Praise and the World Praise and New Mexico Praise. Tell us who's praying about all of this stuff while the planning's in process.
Yeah, you know, I think prayer is the great declaration that we need God. You know, it's this confession that we can't do it on our own. And Abraham Lincoln said he was brought time and time again to his knees with his understanding that he had no else place to go but to prayer, right? And so I think that's what it is, just saying, God, you know, to if we're going to reach the nations, if we're going to impact our community and the nations here, we can't do this without you. And, you know, I love the humility of Jesus, the Son of God, who said, I can't do anything without my Father. I'm completely dependent. So if the Son of God was completely dependent on his Father and had to get away early every morning to pray, how much more do we need to be dependent on the Father and on his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to make an impact? But, you know, Jim, since the last time we talked, we worked out a partnership with my spiritual dad, Dick Eastman, Every Home for Christ, we're launching 150 nations next year in 24/7 prayer. So we're going from 9 nations right now with World Praise to 159 nations next year. It's a pretty extraordinary moment in history where 80% of the world's countries will be covered in day and night prayer by the end of next year. I think that's an exciting, historically exciting, biblically exciting thing that I get to be a part of. So Every Home for Christ has 8,000 paid staff, 90,000 monthly volunteers, 185 offices, and 150 nations. And so we were at Saddleback a few weeks ago, and Dick said, hey, why don't we, just with our paid staff and volunteers, we can launch every nation in 24/7 prayer that we're in. That's over 150 nations, including China. So, you know, we're really excited about that, Jim. So we're just seeing this movement of united prayer, compassionate service continue to grow and spread. And I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by it all. Just so humbled that I get a front row seat.
And, Brian, you love New Mexico, as does Dennis, as does Steve. And we know we have crime. We have issues with men. We have issues with women. We have homeless issues. We have all kinds of things going on, but you have seen New Mexico Praise really bring together many, many factions of political factions, churches, and there's a lot of great things going on moving forward.
You know, I really believe that. I really believe the best day is ahead of us, not behind us. And, you know, is it going to get better or worse? Both. You know,
yeah.
The world's going to get darker and darker. the church is going to get brighter and brighter as the light of Christ shines with love and truth through his church to a broken world. So I think the best days are ahead of us.
Brian, thank you for your time. We're out of time. Dennis Popper, Steve Stucker, you guys are gracious. Be here. Happy New Year to
both of you.
Happy New Year to you.
We'll see you next week.
God bless.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.